Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, we're having a great visit with Dr. Marilyn Singleton, board-certified anesthesiologist, a highly recognized expert in her field, a national leader in the medical world, and she's been a great member of our Brain Trust for a while now. And as I love to say, an honest broker, a better honest broker, I don't know. Dr. Singleton, Marilyn, thank you again for being here. I want to turn to the COVID disease, the coronavirus, and your medical experience. I don't want to let you get away without talking a little bit about this. And of course I'm dangerous when I try to be an architect. I'm dangerous when I try to be a jet fighter, or a quarterback, or an anesthesiologist, or epidemiologist. But still, as a person who's been to town a couple of times, when I see what's going on right now and across the landscape, and we've got more cases of coronavirus, maybe shockingly more, but yet deaths are down. Hospitals don't seem to be overrun. I see that as a result of much more testing, and now managing the disease better, and maybe even turning the danger down. What do you think?
I absolutely agree, and certainly you're going to find positive. I'll call it SARS virus. That's what the virus is. The more people you test. And one of the things that has bugged me and many others is we have never really defined what a case is. Is a case just because you tested positive? And people have to realize that there's two tests. There's the test called the PCR. That's the one I call the up your nose with a rubber hose test. And that's testing active disease. Mm-hmm. And then there's the antibody test. And it's come to light that the CDC is mixing test results.
Really?
Well, if you mix antibody test results with PCR test results, you're going to get some people in there twice.
Is antibody where they take your blood? Is that where they take your blood? That's where they find out
if you had it in the past.
Right.
Yes. But you aren't currently.
So you think some people are showing up on the records twice with both of those?
Some well may, and mm-hmm. we don't know how this data is really being collected, how it's being registered. That's like in Los Angeles. One day they had a jump of 1,000 cases, but it turned out 600 of those were old tests that hadn't been thrown in before.
I hate to sound conspiratorial. Do you think there's that some of this reporting has a political agenda?
Oh, I think at this point we don't even have to call ourselves, the fifth person on the grassy knoll type folks. I look at just the issue of the drug hydroxychloroquine, mm-hmm. which was shown back in 2005 when they were testing it on the first SARS virus.
The Bush administration reported on that. I've seen that report.
That's right. And it was shown to work. And since the first SARS virus just kind of drifted away, it just fizzled out. Mm-hmm. Apparently they didn't continue the research. So everything was fine with it. They were reporting things from France that had good results, mm-hmm. and at appropriate doses and given early in the disease. Suddenly, President Trump says something about it. It became poison.
Right.
A drug that had been around for 55 years.
What is your opinion of it today, hydroxychloroquine?
I have read at least, and I won't say word for word, 90 studies, and most of the studies are retrospective, where doctors are reporting their experience, but now there have been a few prospective studies.
It's not a cure, but it is a treatment, and all treatments have side effects, and so there are some potential side effects. But I only got a few seconds. Do you think we're gonna turn the corner and get rid of this by the end of the year?
I certainly hope so. That's all I can say. If it acts like the first SARS virus, it may fizzle out.
Mary, can I have can I have your website, please, quickly?
AAPSonline.org.
All right, so check that out, folks. Dr. Marilyn Singleton, thank you for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour.
Okay.
I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.